On Monday's front page, congressional leaders and White House officials worked out an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default. We'll look at the power shortage that could keep the next big thing in consumer electronics from being faster and better. And in Japan, grassroots monitoring of radiation levels is adding to the sense that the government is not doing its job. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama and congressional leaders agreed to a framework for a budget deal. It clears the way for an increase in the government's borrowing limit. It also calls for cutting trillions in federal spending. The package goes to the Democratic and Republican caucuses on Capitol Hill on Monday morning. The goal is to approve it before Tuesday's deadline for averting default. House Speaker John Boehner is already trying to sell Republicans on the proposal. He's likely to lose the most conservative elements of the caucus. That leaves him trying to frame the deal as consistent with Republican principles, but risking alienating Democrats he'll need to push it over the top. Also on page one, the deal calls for the government to spend and invest less in the U.S. economy. That could reverse the recovery. Last week brought the disconcerting news that the economy came to a near standstill in the first 6 months of the year, in part because of spending cuts by state and local governments. Also on Monday's page one, the army in Syria killed at least 70 people in Hama and other turbulent cities. The raids were part of the government's latest crackdown on dissent. They came just before the holy month of Ramadan, during which activists are promising nightly protests. The bloodshed is certain to put more pressure on the U.S. and other countries to take a harder line against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama described the raid on Hama as horrifying. He said it showed off what he called the true character of the Syrian regime. But so far, the White House hasn't issued a formal demand that Assad step down. Experts used to figure computers doubled in speed every 2 years. They won't be saying that much longer. Monday's Times says high-tech advances are hitting a wall. There's a problem with shoving more and more transistors onto smaller and smaller chips. The chips need too much power. One recent research paper said the most advanced microprocessor chips have so many transistors, it's impractical to supply power to all of them at the same time. As many as 21% could be left unpowered. For consumers, this could mean the next generation of devices won't seem that much faster. In Japan, growing distrust of officials' assurances about public safety has some Japanese buying radiation detectors. Many are finding troublingly high radiation levels near where they live. That's adding to their sense that the government didn't do its job in the wake of the nuclear accident in March. One radiation expert with the health ministry quit his job over his boss's slow response. He's now helping officials in Fukushima do their own monitoring. Inside Monday's Times, New York spends $10 billion a year caring for the developmentally disabled. More than half of the money goes to private providers with little oversight. Four executives at one nonprofit took home more than $500,000 apiece in 2009. The chief executive was paid more than $1 million. Also here in New York, the police department is trying to quiet a ticket-fixing scandal. As many as 40 officers could face criminal charges. The police are focusing on traffic courts. The ticket fixing supposedly occurred when officers were convinced to skip scheduled appearances. Some are said to have thrown cases on the stand by saying they didn't remember the details. CNN had the Gulf War. Fox had 9/11. Al Jazeera English had the Arab Spring. But that didn't get Al Jazeera English a foothold on cable and satellite systems in the U.S. Al Jazeera isn't giving up. On Monday, it will go on cable systems in New York City, thanks to a foreign language channel that's handing over its space on the cable dial. Al Jazeera has worked out a similar arrangement in Washington. PBS often seems like the network for British programs in the U.S. Now PBS is starting a digital channel in Britain. The idea is to broadcast PBS programs there. PBS UK is being run by the former head of two channels owned by Britain's UK TV. It's not clear how soon PBS UK will go on the air or what shows will be in the lineup. According to an independent survey, the recession slowed power usage at data centers. The survey was done by Jonathan Kumi, a consulting professor at Stanford. His findings? The number of servers nationwide declined after the economy slowed down. Also reducing the power demand were new technologies like more efficient computer chips and something called computer server virtualization. That allows fewer servers to run more programs. Are movie audiences staying home because of higher ticket prices for 3D? Steven Spielberg and director Peter Jackson grumbled about it at a press conference last week, but DreamWorks Animation chief executive Jeffrey Katzenberg says moviegoers will pay a premium. DreamWorks' Kung Fu Panda 2 took in about 45% of its ticket sales from 3D. Monday's Business Day says some theater chains are plowing the extra cash into dividends, not the theaters themselves. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.